Listening to the ESBC Sports Betting and Financial Network, where the purpose of the podcast is to make me money. I'm not a hypocrite like Zaid, right? The guy that won the Triple Crown. He said, oh, I do it for the people. And Stars, oh, I switched to this team to be one with the universe and to be close. No, he did it for the money. I'm doing this for the money. But I'm not being selfish, all right? So what that means is that when I make money, you make money. And I teach you business and financial concepts in order for you to make money betting on games. Now, every single meeting, every single business meeting, which this is, has to have a purpose and an outcome. And the purpose is so you can make money, right? But you give a man a fish, right? You feed him for a day, you teach the man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. So in this era of George Floyd, we're teaching you business and financial concepts to eliminate financial illiteracy and eliminate wealth, right, inequality. To that end, I'm bringing the greatness of the University of Louisville, the same conference as me, USF once in a while, and now he's in the ACC. They got a big game coming up. The greatness, the Jake Nowry. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be here. Like I said, glad to be here.
Right, right. And we'll jump right into the game. So the purpose is to make money. The purpose is to teach you business and financial concepts. And the outcome has been 5 consecutive weeks of winning. Last year, we were at 64%. This year, we're at 64% again. But 52.5% is break even. We make money off the margin. Now, the first 6 weeks are usually the toughest, and we're getting into the last of the 6 weeks. And Bill Parcells says that it takes 6 weeks to find out who's who. So the fact that we're at 64% now means that, man, we're looking to get up into the 70 percentile and make more money for ourselves and you. Well, that's the first game we're going to jump into, Jake.
First game, there's a lot of 1 o'clock games. I'm looking at Atlanta versus Minnesota right now.
And what are your thoughts on that game?
I like Atlanta and Minnesota. I mean, for this one, I think it's pretty clear cut to me. I'm going to go with Vikings money line, and I like the over 55 here. I think money line might not have a lot of value on Minnesota. I mean, if you're going to play a teaser or something, I think it, or a parlay, I think it's a good app for that.
And on our podcast, parlays, teasers are for suckers. So in our system, you bet equal amounts on each game.
Okay.
So you make that money. Salesmen think short term. Business women and businessmen think long term. Short term loss, long term gain. So we want that percentage high. So we'll take that money line.
Okay, so I like the money line, and then I also like I'm going against the trend here. The trend is 7-1 in their last 8 meetings with the under. I'm going with the over. I mean, I think Atlanta stinks. Their defense stinks. They're known to blow it in the fourth quarter, and I think Minnesota's going to take it to them. I think they're going to score a shit ton of points on them, and I don't think Atlanta. I think Atlanta, they got their defense is terrible, but I think their offense. I think their offense can they could score a bit against the Vikings D, but I think Minnesota offense is going to just hammer them, and they're going to – I think the over is a play for me. The over is my play.
I 100% agree. It's like deja vu all over again. 20 years ago in Tampa, when Gruden got fired, Raheem Morris was hired by the same guy, John McKay. Same thing's going on. Raheem Morris is a really smart guy, but as we saw Tuesday night, defenses haven't been able to tackle COVID-19. They haven't been able to work out as much. There's going to be a lot of missed tackles. That's going over. And Zimmer's a great coach, as we saw last week, coming off a loss. Minnesota will win that football game. So I'm in 100% agreement. Thank you for everybody that's piling on Periscope. If you have any questions about football betting, let us know. We'll answer real quick. What's the next game, Jake?
The next game we got, well, for that last game too, I think Kirk Cousins, he's just Kirk Cousins. So I'm not worried about that.
The running game looked good, so they're going to hammer him, especially now that defensive linemen, especially as bad as Atlanta defense is, they can't get that edge.
Yeah.
And Zimmer, salesman thinks short-term, businessman thinks long-term. Zimmer wants to keep his defense off the field. They want to get rest. So you're going to see a lot of running in that game. But it's still good over.
Yeah. So the next game I'm looking at is Baltimore versus Philadelphia. And this one touches close to my heart. I'll let you go first, though, Josh. Let's hear you.
Yeah, Eagles are a cover, right? Because Harbaugh likes to take the pedal off the metal, as he's done. Eagles definitely need a win.
Yeah,
they have a horrible defense, and you can't bet this game because you love Lamar Jackson.
I know. I have my pick, but yes, I'm a little biased toward my boy Lamar from Louisville. So just be aware.
Yes. So that's the number one rule of betting, and we'll make sure we have it in the episode notes. I forgot last week. I have my own three businesses, but everything's going well. I'm very excited, especially with the iPhone 12. Anybody needs a discount on the iPhone 12, I'll go ahead and give it to them. If you mentioned the ESPC podcast, and I have a Verizon dealership, so it's through Verizon Wireless. But I'll put the 10 rules of betting, right? And the number one rule of betting is you never bet your own team, and you never bet with emotion, okay? So, and we see it now with unconscious bias and biases we have, right? You know, people do it for race and gender, but we have it with sports and betting, out of all things, with your hard-earned money. So you don't want to do that. We teach your decision science that we'll get into as the weeks go along, but it's a rational way of making a decision where the decision makes itself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no Lamar Jackson, but the Eagles will cover the +3. What's the over-under?
The over-under is – I got 7.5. The opening line is 7. It's up to 7.5 right now in favor of the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, what's the total?
The total opened up at 46.5.
46.5.
Yeah, so it's going I believe over. It's at 47 now. As last time I checked, it was 47. But I think Philadelphia is just Philadelphia is Philadelphia. They are not very good this year. And a little biased here, but I think Lamar Jackson's great, and I think the Ravens are great. I think he's playing great this year. They're taking it to teams. They're doing all right. I think they can handle the 0-5 or 0-5 Eagles. Very easily. I don't think – or sorry, 1-3-1, 0-5, I'm wrong. But 1-3-1 Eagles. I don't think Carson Wentz, and I don't think the Eagles have it. I'm going to pick Baltimore -7.5. That's my main pick. But like I said, I'm a little biased. I think the over will hit here. I'm not betting the over, but I think the over would hit.
Right. So I put a grand on every game, right? And what's been the – I mean, I hit 75 –
yeah,
I hit 75% NBA. So I'm making a ton of money, right?
Yeah.
So I'm betting a grand on every game. So every pick you hear me on the podcast, I'm putting a grand on, unless I say different, or three sides of the bet where I'm, you know, betting a little bit less. So I'm going to go – and that's why I shade the numbers, right? I shade the numbers. So I'm going to go Eagles +8 over 45.
I like the over there. I do like the over 45. Eagles +8. I think if you buy that extra point, I think it's not a bad bet. I think I like that. But yeah, I think if I'm gonna play this game, I like that over. So I'll go with that with you.
Yeah, bad tackling, and then the big thing about running quarterbacks, like the guy at New England, right, Heisman Trophy guy, Lamar Jackson, is that Jim Ward did a study. And if a quarterback can make 3 first downs with his legs, they'll win 75% of the time. That's winning, not covering. And Harbaugh doesn't like to cover.
Yeah. Just a quick note, though. And Baltimore's in their last 16 games, it goes back to last year, too. But they're 12-3-1 against the spread. Baltimore knows how to cover. So just beware.
What are they?
12-3-1 against the spread in their last 16 games.
So right. But it depends when you get the number, right?
Yeah, it does. It depends on the number. I think It's 7.5 against Philly. So, I mean, do what you want with it. That's it's a toss up to me. I don't know.
Yeah, and the thing with Newton. Thank you. The audience told me Cam Newton. Big market settings like Baltimore. They're in Virginia too, close to Virginia. They just legalized sports betting.
Yeah,
those numbers. You're gonna get a lot of people with a lot of money betting blindly right at the end. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And they are playing home. It's a Philly. It's a game in Philadelphia, so Philly is home. I mean, there's no fans, but they got that a little advantage, I think. Still, it's their home field. They know what they're doing there. So,
right.
I like that cover. I guess. I think I'm gonna play the over with you. I'm gonna play the over.
All right, right on, right on. So, when we agree, bet a little bit more.
Yeah.
Bet a little bit more. All right. What's the next game we're gonna tackle?
Next game I'm going to talk about is my Chicago Bears versus the Carolina Panthers. I'm going to let you go ahead, Josh, since I am off the grid here on this one. I'm a Bears fan, so you know what I'm going to be thinking, but let's hear what you have to say.
And I'm going to follow the Bears a little bit more. I like what I saw against Tampa Bay. They did a good job, you know, protecting the defense, and Khalil Mack was nice and fresh coming off that edge.
Yep.
Right? And your boy, he's a legit quarterback, right? Nick Foles, he's taking the team to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Now,
I have been 26-0 with teams that use analytics, you know, 100%, right? And that's Carolina, Cleveland, and Detroit.
Yeah.
Carolina. Matt Rhule is a very, very smart man. He really is. Penn State guy, making $5 million a year.
Teddy Bridgewater, he is a quarterback. He is a starting quarterback, and he is showing it.
I 100% agree. 100% agree. I remember Teddy Bridgewater took a team by himself.
He's a Louisville guy. Go Louisville Cardinals. I'm saying he's.
Even though you're biased, I agree with you. Teddy Bridgewater's a winner. He's a winner everywhere he's been.
Even on the Saints, when Drew Brees went out last year and he stepped in, he showed he could play. So right. I think Teddy Bridgewater is a starting quarterback, and he is showing it with Carolina.
No, absolutely. I remember when he was in high school in Miami, he took a team from the hood, from nowhere, and took him to the state title.
Yeah.
In Louisville, he really – Charlie Strong, I'll give you a statistic. Charlie Strong, former head coach of Louisville, he had a 30% – winning percentage without Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, I'm saying Teddy Bridgewater was the guy. And he's in the top 10% right now in yards and QBR right now in the NFL. That's crazy. That's pretty crazy the Carolina Carolina Panthers.
Right.
Their record's not great. They're 3-2. But, I mean, he's showing he can throw the ball, and they got offense.
And what's the over-under in this game?
The over-under in this game is 45.
All right. So the average score in an NFL game is 45. Take the under.
Yeah. I was leaning toward the under. I didn't touch it. I was thinking more – I'm a Bears guy, so I'm going Bears, obviously. But I think the under is a smart play. I think the Bears defense very good. So it's going to hold Teddy back a little bit. And I think Nick Foles, I don't think the Bears offense is superb. So I don't think they're going to be handing it to Carolina very well. So I think the under is a smart play. I do think the under is going to be a good play.
Yeah, so the under is a big play, and Carolina is going to win this game at home. The Bears are going to keep a lot of things in their back pocket for division games, which they have to.
Yeah.
The first year of Foles in the offense, they're going to play that Penn State zone defense that Matt Rhule loves and they're doing great at. And very, very excited about Carolina's future doing well going forward.
Yeah.
Your Carolina Panthers on the money line. You can't trust a defensive team with points, all right? So take the money line and take the under 45. Again, I would buy a point because it's a key number. The average score of an NFL game is 45.
Yeah, I'd say buy a point, go under 46 is the play. I I'm going Bears money line. They're going to be a little underdog, so I'm going to take that. But I think the unders would be the smart play.
Right, right. I can't bet USF Bulls.
Yeah, I'm biased. I'm biased, so take that as you wish. Yeah.
Right, and the Bears are traveling, and you say, well, one game you talk about, you know, the lack of tackling, lack of practice. Yeah. But these teams making concerted effort to protect the defense, run the ball, short passes, and run clock, right, to protect the defense. And what protect the defense is keep them fresh, because football is a game of attrition. Now, real quickly before the next game, you want to get Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, so Le'Veon Bell just got released from the Jets, and what I've been reading is people think he's going to the Bears. Well, I think they think the Bears can use him. And as a Bears fan, I'm going to say, yes, we're out of Tariq Cohen. Tariq Cohen tore his ACL. Our run game's been a little weak. I wouldn't mind seeing Le'Veon in a nice Bears blue, but, or a Bears orange, but I don't know. I mean, there's a few teams that can use him, but my gut tells me Le'Veon's just going to get bought out. They're going to pay out his contract, and I don't think he's going to go anywhere the rest of the year. But I don't know. There's a lot of things that could happen. So what do you think?
I think he has to go somewhere because of the whole attrition thing and the lack of practice. And he can wear down the defense if he feels like it.
So. That's true. That is true. So I don't know. I'm curious. I'm very excited and curious to see what happens, because I know everyone is. And I've been hearing a lot of rumors stirring around, and you don't really know what's going to happen until it does. So
be interested if he goes back to Pittsburgh. I don't know.
I don't know if they'll even take him. I mean, he's kind of a head case. So who knows who wants him? You know what I mean? Who can deal with this shit?
Right.
So it really depends on who wants to put up, who's going to put up with him.
Right. Big time. Big time.
But yeah. What's
next game we're tackling?
So next game I'm looking at right now is Cincinnati versus Indianapolis, the Bengals versus the Colts. Well, I think right in this game this week, I think the Bengals are going to be severely overmatched here. The Bengals defense cannot stop a run, cannot stop it at all. And they're playing the Colts, who run the ball very well. I think the Colts run game has been great. I think the Bengals defense has been very below average. I mean, they've done okay, but they haven't done much. So in my opinion here, I'm going to have to go with Colts -8. I like the Colts. I think covering the spread there shouldn't be a problem. I think that the Joe Burrow, he's played a great I think he did all right, but I don't think he's going to be able to handle that Colts defense as well. So I think the Colts are going to take it to him here. I think the Colts win by at least 10 points.
Again, that's another team that really doesn't like to burn the defense much, and usually a pro team doesn't get blown out 2 weeks in a row. So I'm going to dial up the Bengals.
Really? Okay. That's fair.
Now, if it gets betted up to 10, I'm going to wait a little bit to see it get bet up, because a lot of people are going to bet Philip Rivers from 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean
– Phil Rivers from now.
But Rivers has – I think Rivers has proved himself still this year. I mean, he's playing right. He's playing good. They're 3-2, but his two losses weren't bad losses. I mean,
I don't know. He's a good quarterback. He understands the offense.
Yeah, he knows how to run it. So
yeah.
It's going to be – I don't know.
Frank Reich wants a veteran quarterback so he can put the whole playbook in there, right? He doesn't have to baby anything like he's had to with Brissett. So he loves Rivers. Pro teams don't get blown out 2 weeks in a row. The Colts roster isn't, like, dramatically better than the Bengals. Bengals have some incentive. And part of the incentive is to keep their jobs, right? They want to stay in the NFL.
That's very true.
Every week, you are going to get fired. What's the over-under in that game?
The over-under right now is 46.5. I will say, I kind of do like the over. A little trend for you here. The Cincinnati has gone over in 6 of their last 9 games.
Right.
And the over for Indianapolis's last 6 games has gone 4 over 4 in the last 6. So the overs are trending high. So I think I think it might be a high scoring game. I think both, like I said, I think Bengals defense is just not good with the run game. I think Indianapolis is going to run all over them. There's going to be a lot of touchdowns in this game. Or if anything, they're going to get in the field goal range and kick a field goal. So I think the run game is going to bring the Colts here a big advantage. And I think the over might – the 46 is a lower number. Like you said, the average score is 45. I think it's pretty easily hit here.
Yeah, under a normal year when you don't have the whole pandemic thing going.
Yeah, exactly.
So the pandemic thing, and then you have two offensive coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you never bet blindly, right? That's rule number four of betting. You never bet blindly. But when you got two offensive coaches going and two coaches who had a bad week last week, these are offensive guys. So they're going to rely on themselves. But they can roll and put a serious game plan together. So definitely seeing this game go over.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So we're going to go with Cincinnati plus 8, but remember, watch that line. So if you see it go to 10, which it might, snap up the Bengals, and then it's going to be over 46. Now, our opinions is different than Max Kellerman, Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless. They get paid regardless. We only get paid when we win. That's why we pay more attention, and that's why our opinion is more valuable. What's the next game?
The next game I'm looking at is Cleveland Browns versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. This one is, let's see, here we are. Yeah, so we got Pittsburgh as a -3 point favorite. Over-under is currently at 51. This one here, where I'm leaning toward is we got Steelers are 4-0. I mean, they're on a roll here. They haven't started this well since the 70s.
Right.
So 3-1 against the spread. Cleveland Brown also 4-1, having a hell of a season right now. Baker's actually playing pretty good, showing us he could be a starting quarterback. It's kind of a toss-up here. I mean, I don't really feel confident about Steelers on the spread here. I mean, it's -4 right now. I really wouldn't – I don't know. It's tough to me. I mean, Cleveland's playing well. I think both offenses are strong. I think both offenses are very strong. I'm going to go with the over here on 51. I like the over 51. And I also like Steelers' money line. I think Steelers are undefeated. I think they're going to stay undefeated.
All right.
I think they're just a little leg up against the Browns.
Right. We talked about three sides of the bet. So we're going to do three sides of the bet on this because, Tomlin likes to do that heavy tackling. He hasn't done that.
Yeah.
So I guess he's telling the offensive coordinator, you know, you got a veteran quarterback, weapons on offense, good offensive line. Let's outscore people.
Yeah.
I think that's where they're at. So take Cleveland +4, Pittsburgh on the money line, right? Yeah,
I like that.
And over 51. Now, remember, 52.5% is break even. We're at 64%. If you win 2 out of 3, right, that's what, 66%? You made a profit on the game. And we look to get all three sides of the bet. If you get one, it serves as a hedge, and you haven't lost that much money on the bet. Because remember, we do everything like a business decision. And we do the Warren Buffett sports betting. Do not lose money. So we're mitigating the risk on this bet. And then another thing. Since people can't go anywhere for the most part and it's going to get cold, the Robin Hood better. There's a lot more people betting. What do people do? They bet the favorites and the over. So I'm seeing a lot of dogs. Word to the wise. Look hard at the dogs because a lot of people, especially late, are betting these games up, right? And again, these people don't know like us to look all week for the best number. They're betting 10 minutes before the game and they're betting favorites. So if you see that line jump, go the other way. If this goes because they remember Pittsburgh from the 70s and they bet Pittsburgh blindly and the line goes to 7 or 8, snap up your Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. I mean, and just another little thing for the over here, the Cleveland Browns have gone over in their 5 of their last 6 games and Pittsburgh has gone over as well in their 4 of their last 5. So the trends are saying over here.
Yeah. In a nugget, I misjudged, the guy who's the coach, right, Stefanski. And he did a great hire with Bill Callahan. everybody's getting on for the names on Periscope. So it's Bill Callahan. He's the offensive line coach, and he's taken a lot of teams to the Super Bowl. Every team that he's on always makes the playoffs. So I can see them really controlling the line of scrimmage and making these games go over. So take Cleveland over 51 plus 4 and over 51.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Nice. All right. I feel on the roll. I feel really good about it. Last time I felt really good. This time I feel really good again, man. We're making that money.
Let's do it. Yeah. So the next game I'm looking at here is Denver Broncos versus the New England Patriots.
What's the line on that?
The line right now is Patriots minus 10. Over-under is 45 is what it is right now. I believe it opened up at – hold on. Let me look at the open – what their opening line.
Yeah,
opening line was Patriots minus 9.5, over under 45.5.
All right, so take – the game is going to be 27-3, New England. So take New England minus 10 and under the 45. Bill Belichick is a defensive coach. Him and Nick Satan, their winning percentage when they have time to prepare is astronomical. And the most organized teams are the ones that are going to do the best in COVID-19. Denver is traveling, and Denver has absolutely no talent, no offensive line. And I'm 3 to be generous. I doubt they're even going to score. And Cam Newton, for messing up and showing a lack of leadership, he's going to be on point this game.
I mean, I don't think Drew Lock is playing. I don't even think he's playing. So no. they're going to have – I have a starting quarterback. My only worry is Cam Newton. Is Cam Newton going to play? I mean, it's
– it doesn't matter. I think Jason Steenman's actually better than he is. I don't think they'll get the guy from – it's horrible, man, from Michigan.
Hoyer? Hoyer? I don't know. I mean, if Cam Newton's playing, I am locking in Patriots minus 9.5 all day. Like, I'm putting them more than I usually do on a game because I think Cam Newton will walk all over Denver.
Right.
I think this under – the under 40, if you can get under 46, I think that's your best play. I think if you want to play it safe and you want something that's going to be more, I think more of a lock. I wouldn't say lock, but I think more confident.
There's no chance of lock, yeah.
No, I think I'd say more confident. I'm going under 46 here. And I think the majority of the points are going to be on the Patriots side. I don't think Denver's scoring a lot here, like you said.
No, so, and the other thing is that Belichick is he's like the time tar right now with a running game. So I don't think it even matters who the quarterback is. Football's a game of attrition, and they're going to wear down Denver, especially in that fourth quarter, cover the 10 points, and they take pride in the defense. They're not going to let Denver score. I'm pretty sure this week Belichick's saying, hey, let's shut out the Denver Broncos. Let's Super Bowl team. Let's shut these guys out.
Yeah, and also the Patriots are 5-0 against the spread in the last 5 meetings against Denver, so take that as you wish.
No, 100%. We use here probability theory, and probability theory, you can never be more certain of a result more than 80%, and I'm sending that book out to you. I have ADD, so I got to make sure. Yeah, that book's on its way. Thinking in bets that we use in probability theory. They'll check power. So that's New England minus 10, under 46 by that point, because 45 is a key number. But this is not a regular year, so it's going to make us money knowing that.
Yeah, I agree. All right, the next game I'm looking at is Detroit Lions versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not the prettiest game, I'll say. But for this one, I'm going to have to go with the over of 53 here. The Lions are a 1.5-point favorite was the opening line. The over-under was 52.5. Line moved a little bit already to 53. I think, no question, I think the over here is the play to go. I think it might – if it's at 54, I think I'd play that as well. I think both teams just have really shitty defenses. I think the offenses aren't – they got decent QBs. I think they're going to have some offense, but I think the defense isn't going to show up here. I'm going over 53.
I agree. I 100% agree on that. and both teams are very cheap teams, right?
Yes.
They spend a lot of money on payroll. They're getting rid of guys. Jacksonville got rid of a lot of people for attrition. And Detroit has played well late in games. Their offense has played well. Their defense is horrible because he does analytics. What it is that Matt Patricia doesn't understand analytics. Analytics is a tool to make a decision. It does not make the decision for you. And I think that's what Matt Rhule and Stefanski in Cleveland's gotten right. He continues to get wrong in traveling and just what's going on. The Jaguars are going to be at a disadvantage. However, it's going to be in Jacksonville. And let me check the weather in Jacksonville.
That's going to be that might change it a bit.
So whatever the weather is, it's going to decide the game in the fourth quarter because Jacksonville's used to it. But
I will say, in both of these teams' first four games this season, in every game they played this season, it's been over 54 points. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going over.
So expect a high-scoring game here. I don't see it this week. They're shut down D all of a sudden. I think it's going over.
Right. And how's the weather in the Midwest? It's been cooler lately?
Midwest hasn't been too bad right now. It's kind of nice. It's cooling off now. It's starting to rain a bit. But in Jacksonville, I mean, I don't know. Jacksonville's
going to be a nasty 85.
It's going to be hot, humid, and could be raining every day. Who knows?
Yeah, Florida. So take Jacksonville. And I'm going to ride the Florida second half line. I've been 100% this year. So okay. I'm going to ride that trend until it doesn't work. So we're going to go three sides of the bet on that one. We're going to go with Jacksonville, the money line. We're going to go put four bets on this game. We're going to put Jacksonville money line, Jacksonville plus three, Jacksonville over 41, and then Jacksonville second half line.
I like it. I like it a lot.
And remember, we use arbitrage straight out of the FINRA book, 7 series tech securities licenses. When you bet more than 10 games, and because they're similar assets, you have an advantage. The more you bet, when you know what you're talking about. So everything we use on here, every pick is based on a business and financial principle. So we're going four sides of the bet. And what I'll do is, since we're doing a lot, I'll make sure all the picks are on Twitter, and I'm going to tag the Jake Nowry. I'm going to tag him. I'm going to retweet it. We'll have all this.
I will. I'm excited.
Yes, very exciting.
All right, next game I am looking at here is the Washington football team versus the New York Giants. Go ahead, Josh. What do you think about this one?
Man, this has underwritten all over it. Wait for that line to go up. The Giants are coming off a big game. A lot of confidence they got against Dallas. I like Alex Smith. So this game is going to go back and forth. I'm going to let you pick this game. What do you think, the Jake Nowry?
To be honest here, I think Alex Smith looked all right. It was good to see him out there again, I should add. It's incredible what he went through.
Mental strength.
I mean, the fact that he just walked on a field and kept and played again was just hats off to that guy. But I think my pick here is Giants minus three. I think Giants are going to get their first win, and I think they're gonna win by 3 points. Maybe by a half a point, but I think the minus three isn't bad. I like it. I think the Giants have shown a lot of improvement in last couple weeks, actually, against the Rams and Cowboys. They played pretty well. They lost, but they played pretty well. I think it's going to pay off against the Washington team, who's really – they've won one game, I think. And they're nothing special. I think the Giants here coming – they got some momentum moving toward their way. I think the Giants minus three here is my pick.
Yeah, and we have you can look it up on the ESPC Sports Betting Podcast. We have Faith Family Football, where we talk to ex-NFL football players. like Corey Jackson, John Ronson, who played multiple years in the NFL, USC starting quarterback Max Brown. We talk about mental strength. And Ron Rivera talked about the fragile. It's funny because you got a guy like Alex Smith who showed a tremendous amount of mental strength being able to come back.
Hell yeah.
So the Giants are like that family member who always has problems and is always asking you for money, you know, 20 bucks here, 40 bucks there. And you say, you know what? I'm not going to let you borrow the $40. I'm going to give it to you. You know they're not going to give it back, but you love them, and they're family. But you know they're not reliable. Thanksgiving dinner, you know they're going to show up, but they're going to show up late. They're going to say something about the ham that they burnt or something like that. So Giants, you can't get points, right? They'll probably win on a 59-yard field goal, 1 second left by 1 point. So we're going to go Giants money line because you can't trust them. Serious lack of talent on the Giants. You know, horrible management. And what do you think about the over-under? You think it's going to go over that 43?
I think it's going to go under. Like you said, I just think it's there's not a lot of offense here. I mean, there's some, but 43 is a low number, so take it as you wish. I mean, what do you – it's tough to say.
Yeah, it's going to go under just because of the philosophy of the two coaches.
Yeah, that's my kind of theory. Yeah.
Yeah. The Don – _DRO1 says under seems safe. The Washington game, bad game, the Giants -3. 100% agree.
I like that.
In for arbitrage. So we're going to go with what the Don _DRO1 says. We're going to go Giants money line under the 43
because I like that.
Coaching philosophy with Rivera and Jason Garrett is protect the defense, go under, and it's a division game. Because they know each other backwards and forwards.
Yep. I like it. Nice pick, Don. Nice pick, Don.
That's why we're at 64%, 52.5% of break even, 77% NBA. We're at 11 out of 14 baseball playoffs. So we're making money, man, and that's why.
I like it.
Nice. And what's the next game, Brother Jake?
Next game I'm looking at here is – Miami versus the New York Jets. I'm going to say here, I think the Jets are going 0-6. I think they stink. They don't have it figured out. They've lost all five games by more than 10 points.
Right.
They just look completely lost all over the field. I think Fitzmagic – I mean Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, great nickname. He had a bad last week, couple interceptions thrown, nothing. I mean, we all have them. We all have a bad week. I think he comes out here and he works these Jets defense. I have no doubt in my mind he's coming back off a bad week, and he says, hey, I'm fired up, I'm ready to go, and he takes it to these New York Jets. I think Miami -8 is my play. And I'm hammering that. I like that pick.
I like that pick, and I like the second half pick, too, because the Jets are a depleted team. And let's see what the weather's going to be in Miami. If it's 80 degrees in Jacksonville, 87% humidity, Miami's south of there, way south. Usually you go to Jacksonville for cooler weather. It's going to be really bad. This team is quitting. The most organized teams – win in the pandemic, right? That's what Will Muschamp said. Man, Flores is an organized team. You know, Bill Belichick, disciple, right? Yep. Adam Gase is a disaster, and they just got rid of their best running back. So they have no depth of running back. And the Miami weather is going to be, it's going to be 85.
Sunny?
Yeah, sunny 85.
I like it. That's Dolphins weather.
81% humidity.
Dolphins are prepared. They're ready to play in that nice sunny weather. A little humid, but it's all right. Also, I look here on the over. You can get – I'm looking at the over is 50 right now. I'm just going off a trend here. The over is 4-1 in the last five times New York has played in Miami. So I'm looking a little over. They like the over there. So at 50, not that high compared to what the scores have been in a lot of these games this year. So this season, I should say. So – if you want to sprinkle the over, I think that's not a bad play either.
No, let's do the over. They scored a lot of points on that San Francisco defense.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the over could definitely be hit. But I like my pick is my go-to is Miami -8. I think that should be good easily.
Oh, yeah, Miami -8, over 50, and we're going to take Miami in the second half line. That's going to be three bets. You can be talking a lot about the coaches in its fundamental analysis in the financial world. There's an argument between financial analysis, technical analysis. We use everything. And fundamental analysis is you analyze the corporate governance, and the corporate governance will let you know whether to invest in our team or not. I'm investing the over because Shan Gailey, his great-grandkids have money. So he's in this because he loves to coach offense. And, man, he dialed up. He got San Francisco. He tore him up last week for almost 50 points. So the Jets, he's going to do the same. Kind of a grudge. The Jets fired him when he was the head coach there. So he's going to lay it on. So you're going to see it go over 50 easily. And the Jets are going to be desperate to score at the end. Just to have some pride. So, yeah, definitely it's going over.
Yeah. So the next game I'm looking at here is the Green Bay Packers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'm going to let you start on this, Josh, because I am indifferent. I've stared at this game. I studied it for a little bit, and I still have mixed emotions. So I want you to start. Give me your thoughts.
20 years in Tampa, even though I'm like the other way, I kind of hate the Bucs. But I still listen to their radio broadcast. Gene Deckerhoff, one of the great announcers around the country. I encourage people, if they have the NFL pass, game pass, to listen to him. He's a great announcer. And I like listening to the Midwest again. The Chicago Bears announcers are great on radio. So it's Detroit. Definitely going over the 55. It's going to be a track meet. Let me look at the weather in Tampa, because that's going to be a determining factor. It's a pick'em game. Tampa's coming off a loss with rest. So let's go Tampa Bay, especially if people start betting Green Bay late.
I mean, Tampa lost to Chicago last week by 1 point. Tough loss. I mean, it's Tom Brady that we're talking about. It's not a scrub. So I think – I mean, it's also Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, you could see both sides. But Green Bay is 4-0 right now against the spread and in the record. I mean, they're solid right now. They're rolling in the NFC. But I mean, Tom Brady knows how to win football games, no matter where he's at.
Right. So
it's going to be a battle. I think it's going to be a battle between these two veteran quarterbacks. I'm going to go Tampa Bay +2.5.
Right.
I think it's going to be a close game, like another one like last week where it's a 1 point game, 1 or 2 point game. I think we're looking at that. I don't know, but I'm thinking that. I think Aaron Rodgers knows how to sling it. Tom Brady knows how to sling it. It's going to be a sick game. And I'm rooting for Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay because, as a Bears fan, I have to hate the Packers. So that's where I'm going.
So the weather in Tampa Bay, and I spent 20 years there. You never get used to it. It's going to be 90. It's going to feel like 100. Humidity is 5%. And the Don _DRO1 is on fire. He says, lined open at Tampa Bay -3.
Market
Green Bay -1. You can get Tampa Bay +1 and Tampa Bay money line. So, yeah, there's a lot of value there. Take Tampa Bay +1 because the problem is the weather disparity.
Green Bay ain't going to know how to play in that hot-ass shit. Green Bay is used to cold Wisconsin right now. They're not going to know about that 100-degree humidity.
And then, again, listening to last year, the playoff game, I listened to the radio for San Francisco, well, the game before when they played Seattle. So I listened to Seattle radio, and then I listened to Green Bay's radio, and they talked about the lack of toughness on Green Bay and their defense. Even though they have a great defensive coordinator, Pettit, another guy whose great grandkids have money, but he came back for the love of the game. But fatigue makes cowards of us all. So that's going to be a very, very tired, depleted defense. Definitely the over. Actually, on this one, bet a little bit more on the over. So I'm going to go from my usual 1,000, I'm going to go 750 Tampa Bay plus one, if I can get that, or Tampa Bay money line over the 55, and then Tampa Bay second half line, because I've been 100% on Florida team. So I'm going to ride that because it's still hot. Global warming, right? It's the middle of October, and it's still super hot in these places.
Yeah.
What do you think, Trey?
Like I said, I'm a little weary just because of how Green Bay's record, and they're pretty solid. Aaron Rodgers is nasty. But like I said, I mean, I like that overtrend, or that Florida trend you said. I like that a lot. So I'd play it with – I'm going to play with you. I like it.
Now, the guy from Jeopardy uses this 24/7. So it's like analytics. We use it as a tool, but not to determine things, but it's returned to the mean.
Yeah.
So, you know, is Green Bay a 6-0 team or a 5-1 team playing in 100-degree weather, 90% humidity against a Tampa Bay team that's used to it?
But how used to is Brady to it? He's been there for 6 months, 7 months. I mean, that's
my worst. Yeah, he went outside, he got arrested walking around and getting
arrested. You're right. But, so
he doesn't really move around a lot, right?
He's a pocket quarterback. He knows what he's doing. Yeah, you're right.
And the problem is, people think about the defensive lines because, you know, the SEC, they rotate the defensive lines a lot so they don't get tired. And you got to think about those hogs in the Green Bay offensive line. You got a man who's 350 pounds,
huge, wearing
a helmet and pads in 100-degree weather and helmets. And then the other thing that teams mess up in Florida, they should have porta potties on the sideline.
Yeah,
that's your drink water. So the guy's 350 pounds, and you're making him sprint to the locker room to pee and then run back.
Yeah.
He's tired. It's money, man. The last 5 years, I've been 80% Florida.
Second I like it. Months.
And then with the guys not being able to condition because of COVID-19, it's been 100% right now.
I like that second half. Well, I'm going to take that with you then. I like that.
Nice. Making that money, watching sports. Can't beat it.
Can't beat it, baby. All right, next game I'm looking at here is the Rams versus the 49ers. And with this one, I have no doubt in my mind, as I say this, I like Rams -2.5. I think the 49ers are a hot mess of garbage right now. They can't find anything going. They can't get anything going, no offense. I don't think they're covering anything. I think the Rams are playing solid football. I think the Rams easily cover this. That's just me.
I 100% agree, and it's going over the total of 51. San Francisco's hurt, and then you're trying to return to the mean. McVay, his dad, coached with John McKay back in the day, scout in the NFL for years. This guy was born in football. Teams that lost to or lost the division, like Gruden last week, we made money off Gruden, the same thing. They're actually friends, right? McVay comes from the Gruden tree. So whoever beats you in the division, this guy just got married, but he's really married to football. All he did was slave and obsess about San Francisco and beating San Francisco. So it's going to be not going to be an easy cover, but it's going to be an easy cover for us. And we're going to take over the 51. And again, San Francisco's an inflated line because of their proximity to Reno. You can get to Reno in an hour. So you got a lot of Silicon Valley guys with millions upon millions of dollars who bet San Francisco, the line, $1 million. So their lines are always skewed. So really, this should be the Rams -7, but it's not. So go ahead, ride the Rams. Take the number now. You hear the sound?
Yeah, I think it's pretty low for what the Rams have been playing. So I think 3.5 is a gift. I'd take that before it moves up. So take it while you can.
I'm going on Bovada and betting that right now.
Yeah, I'm going to take Rams -3.5 as soon as we hang up. I'm on FanDuel, so I got that legal sports betting in Illinois, so I like it. A little easier to get paid.
Sports betting in Illinois. Yeah, you got to work on those deals so we can put a link on the website. We got a link to Bovada on our website.
Yeah, we got to figure it out. I could shop around because we got Points Bet, we got FanDuel, Bet Rivers, William Hill. They're all here now.
And we're making money to all your people in Chicago. So all they have to do is listen to the podcast. We're accessible. They can send a text to 858-863-6501 and leave a voicemail or a text, and we'll give them answers. It's compound interest between 52.5 and between 64% to 77%. DJ King with some picks. Hey, you can listen to the stream from beforehand, or you can go and I'll type it in here to the ESBC Sports Betting Podcast. And we got all the information there. Teach a man, give the man a fish, you can feed him for a day. Teach the man two fish, you feed him for a lifetime. So we teach you how to bet on the games yourself.
Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you, I wish legal sports betting would just grow to every state.
It's going to, but we're ahead of the game. That's why
we are.
We are the number one podcast in the nation that does not work for the casino. We work for the people.
Yeah, and I mean, you people out there, I mean, there's always a way to bet. Bovada, you can use my bookie. There's plenty of offshores that are very good, and you can use them and bet anywhere. So,
yes, DJ,
you're not held back.
DJ King, lowercase 101443. He is in Vegas, and I love Vegas.
Oh, what's your favorite book? I love the book. I like The Win too. I was just gonna say they got the good odds there. Always DJ got King, some good odds.
Let us know what your favorite book is. And I'm going to make sure we put it on the podcast. But
Big Caesar's Guide, too.
To the podcast, gives us a 5-star review, or subscribes on YouTube, will get exactly one free drink from me if they see me in Vegas. I will buy you alcohol.
That's a deal there, everyone. Come on. That's a deal.
Yeah. Now, the Jake, he gets a drink on me the whole time and food the whole time. It's really on picks.
Hey.
Food and alcohol on picks.
Hey, you said it, not me. I'll take that.
We'll be eating steak, man.
I can use a Vegas trip soon. So
let me know.
I could. Been a while. Anyways, all right, we'll get back to it here. All right, we got the Monday night games now. There's two of them for Monday night. First one I'm going to look at here is Kansas City versus Buffalo. Buffalo just came off a bad loss to Tennessee. Bad.
Right.
I think they're going to be a little hungry. But, I mean, Kansas City is Kansas City. They got Mahomes throwing. They got him chucking. To me, this one here, the over-under is a little high. Over-under opened at 55. But I kind of like it. I think both offenses have been good. I think they've been great, actually. I do think I'm leaning a little bit towards more Kansas City -3.5, though. I think Buffalo's getting a little wake-up call here, playing some real teams, which kind of wakes them up. So I'm going to go here with Kansas City -3.5, and I will sprinkle that over 55. It's a high number. Play weary, but I think the 55 shouldn't be a big issue here.
Yeah. DJ King likes to go to the M. So we'll see him there.
Yeah.
I got some homework for you, Jake. Look up dogs on Monday night. I think they're about 80%.
Really?
And then, again, fundamental analysis, you study, right? Here we got Purse Hedge Fund, right? They're throwing some financial stuff at you. I have securities license myself. So that's how we pick games. Same way we pick a stock, the same way we pick a game. So people argue about fundamental analysis. It's a dead technical analysis, right? But here we use a lot of things, probability theory and so forth, decision science. But getting back to this game, McDermott, right? You look at the corporate governance to pick a stock. McDermott is a Andy Reid disciple. He's from the Andy Reid tree of coaching. He knows him. He's on the road. Andy Reid last year was 6-0 against the spread in division games. So he goes on the road. He lost to Baltimore on the road. He does not use all the plays. He focuses on division games because they count for two. You can't argue with the man. The man's won a Super Bowl. He's been in the playoffs forever. So look for McDermott and Josh Allen to cover the +4. And definitely this game's going over because they haven't been doing much tackling in that Buffalo defense, every time I've seen them, they've been getting torched. So you go Buffalo plus four, over 55, and Kansas City will be ready to play. It's going to be the opposite when Kansas City has a division game.
So you like Buffalo plus four?
Yes. And dogs on Monday night are about 80%.
Kansas City's 12-2 in their against the spread in their last 14 road games. I think Kansas City figured it out. I mean,
but those two losses were at a division road game.
I think they were. You're right. The over though here, like we said, the over 55. Over's 5-0 in Buffalo's last five games.
Yeah, and the Don underscore DRO makes an excellent point, and I'm gonna follow it. Wait for that line to go up. Wait for these Robin Hood bettors at the end of the day to bet the favorite, bet the last year's Super Bowl winner, and jack that line up. If you can get Buffalo plus seven, plus it's Monday night game, more people are betting that. If you can get Buffalo plus seven, plus eight, nail it, because
if I could find Buffalo anything higher than five, I'd hammer that.
Yeah.
For sure.
And the way you beat the air raid that Kansas City runs is you rush three and drop eight. And Buffalo's a zone team all the way. And then you got Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver can take over a game. So I see that as the edge, because a lot of these teams are the same. That's why arbitrage works, right? The same or related asset. McDermott does everything Andy Reid does. He's a clone, right? So he knows the man. And Andy Reid's coaches, he doesn't let them go home. They all sleep in the office. So he knows Andy Reid well. He'll be ready for him. Sort of like Vrabel was ready for Belichick and Flores was ready for Belichick. You're going to have the same type of dynamic on the road after a loss. Dial up your Buffalo Bills. Plus the number, wait for that number to go up the way the doc is talking about, and make that money watching sports and let that game fly over.
Yeah, I think so.
Make that money, Jake. Make that money. We make that money for the Chicago people.
I need it, baby.
People to FanDuel, Sportsbet, whoever wants us to provide them value, and listeners of podcasts to provide them value.
I mean, here in Chicago, we got a lot of places to bet people, so. There's plenty of options, plenty of lines to compare. It's finding the right price. So,
All right. No, we can help them. We can partner up.
Definitely, we could. We definitely can help you. So, take our numbers, and I'm sure you could find them at a book. I'm sure there's a book that has the number that we're saying. So,
Yeah, nice.
All right. So, here, the last game I got on Monday night, Arizona versus Dallas. I'm just going to be blunt here. I'm going to keep it very simple. Dallas is 0-5 against the spread this year. They're not very good against it. I'm going Arizona minus two. I'm following a trend here. I think Arizona hasn't sucked. I think Arizona can easily win this game. And if they're going to win, they're not going to win by one. They're definitely going to win by either two. I think they're going to win by a field goal. If not, even a touchdown. It's going to be easy. Arizona minus two is an easy pick for me. That's where I'm at.
Right. And then Faith Family Football. We have Ben Raslaff, who runs the air raid at Houston Baptist.
Okay.
They almost beat Texas Tech. And what's relevant here is that their offensive coordinator is best friends with Kingsbury, who's the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, that air raid. So you got DeAndre Hopkins on Arizona. They did a great job with that offensive line.
Kyler Murray is not bad.
No.
Great, good young quarterback. He's been good. He hasn't been bad. He's had a couple iffy weeks. He's ready to go, though. I don't think Dallas is going to scare him at all. I think he's ready to go.
And Dallas' defense has been horrible.
Terrible.
They're going to wear it down.
Yeah.
I see them wearing down.
I do, too.
Big time.
Also, you got to remember, Dak is out. We got Andy Dalton. I mean, he played okay, but I don't think Dalton's special, so.
Yeah, and Ezekiel Elliott, and that Dallas offensive line is hurt too. They're missing a couple starters.
They are. They're hurt. They're a hurt team. I think Arizona has no problem here.
I 100% agree. The air raid, what people get wrong about the air raid they think is like a high scoring offense. It's really a ball control offense. They really want, what they want to do is they want to wear you down. And that Dallas defense sucks to begin with.
Not good.
And you got a young team that's hungry, disciplined team, right? Because of Larry Fitzgerald brings discipline to that team, organization to that team. It's going to be a Sunday night game. They're going to be very, very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really, Dallas is depressed, right? Dallas is depressed right now.
They're just – yeah, they're just sad. They're fucking hurt. They got their starting quarterbacks out. They're just whiners, man. They're not ready. They're in their own heads. I don't have any doubts Arizona wins this by 2 points. No problem. I think that's a good bet.
And the Don, man, that's what I love about doing the podcast too, Jake. As much as we teach the audience teaches us, and we collaborate. That's
what has Don got for us? Let's hear it, baby.
Yeah, no, and they say that communists say that capitalist never works because they can't collaborate. We're collaborating right here with the Don _.
Hell yeah.
We are all one. He says, I look to attack the Cowboys defense here. Arizona team total. Cowboys are giving up 36 points a game.
Yeah, that's just dog shit. Come on, America's team, get out of here. I ain't scared of you. Arizona's going to walk all over them. I have no doubt in my mind, -2 should be a no-brainer for most people out there. Unless you're scared.
Dallas betters. Dallas, the public team, they come in late, and even if you get some number in Arizona.
If you can get over to – if you can get, like – if that line moves at all, I'd hammer it again. I don't have a doubt in my mind Arizona wins this game.
I think they're going to blow them out because it was a very physical game against the Giants.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
And they're going to keep plays and stuff. McCarthy's famous for this, right? He was keeping plays for the Super Bowl when he lost to Seattle.
Yeah.
Right? Remember that? So they're going to keep, especially with the disaster that division is, you have to win your division games and you'll be in the playoffs. So they're going to keep half the playbook in their pocket against Arizona. They'll lose the game and get torched for a lot of points. They're not going to show their real defense.
Yeah.
So look for that over and look for Arizona to blow them out. I 100% agree. And what's that over under? I'm trying to see here.
Over under I got is the opening or let's see what the opening line was. Right now I'm looking at 52.5 right now. That's a little high for me. I don't know.
Yeah, 45 is the average, but this is a crazy year, and Dallas is giving up 36 points a game. And we're talking about DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think anybody's going to be able to cover DeAndre Hopkins. Well, it opens up the field because they're going to have to triple coverage and roll coverage to DeAndre Hopkins. So that's going to open up everything for Larry Fitzgerald and everybody else on that Arizona team.
Yeah, I mean,
Kyler Murray, all you have to do is see where the coverage is, what Kingsbury tells him in the helmet, and run the other way. He's probably got a touchdown.
Here we go. So over under right now is 54.5. That's a little high. But I
think it's still going over.
I think
two offensive coaches.
Yeah.
Usually two offensive coaches I always go over.
Yeah. Look at Dallas's defense. They're allowing what, 30 something points a game?
Right.
Get the hell out of here. They're not gonna step it up now. I think they're still following that shit. So I don't mind the over here. I think that's a good play too.
Yeah, Dallas defense is going to get tired. And then Arizona's defense, too, because they'll score quick, and then they have to come right back on the field. Dallas will score. Zeke Elliott gets a big run. But, yeah, I look at it. I feel it's going to be 42-28 Arizona.
Yeah, I like that. I like that guess.
But I've been watching football for 50 now. Probably started when I was 8. So for 42 years, you've been watching for 20 years. So,
20 years, basically. I'm 24 now, so.
Yeah, and we've had podcasts. We've had maybe about 10 podcasts with ex-NFL players. We had a college football coach. I went to high school with guys that played in the NFL, and all the years I've been to 31 straight training camps. So it's not necessarily a guess, because in probability theory, the highest you can get is to 80. But really what I would say is pattern recognition. I see a set of patterns. I've seen both teams play. And based on the set of patterns, right?
Yeah.
I'm making a determination of what is the most likely outcome and the less risk for my money, right? Because I do have an MBA, MBS, and securities license. The Don underscore DRO capital D one says, be careful with this over. I like to wait to see how Andy Dalton looks live and live bet it. I'll predict this too. I think Andy Dalton's going to do a pick six. Kirk Cousins and Andy Dalton's always good for pick sixes to go over. And McCarthy's an offensive coach and Kingsbury's an offensive coach. So pretty much about 80% of the time when you got two offensive coaches going against each other, I like the over and I look at the over a lot. And Dallas has a hurt, bad defense.
Yeah, I agree. Agree there. I totally agree with you.
All right, man. So final words, man. I love it. I love going over this. 1 + 1 = 3. By collaborating with you, you continue to make me money like you did with Swedish Skydiver.
Dude, let's go. I need a good week here in football here. I've had a good – not last week I took a week off. I had some computer issues, so – the week before, though, I did solid. So this week, I'm hoping to have another good week. Let's go. I'm ready to rock. Make some money for both of us and for everyone. Everyone listening, take our advice.
Yes. Hey, take our advice. Last year, we were at 64.5, which would have made us $120,000 in the super contest. Right now, we're at 64%, 100% transparency. Go to JOSUEVIZCAY. Right at Twitter and go to the Jake Nowry, Nowry.
Yes, and we have, sir.
All the picks there. We're accessible, right?
Yeah.
And hit us up. I'm going to put baseball picks on there every day. Again, I was 2-0 today. Yesterday, I was 3 out of 4. And we'll make you money with baseball as well. And we're collaborating, right? What else are you going to do in a pandemic? And we always close with, we don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with what Winston Churchill says. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give, right? And it's about giving, collaborating, and enjoying the greatest country, richest country in the world. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Sports Betting and Financial Podcast. And everybody on the live streams, thank you for participating. We look forward for you to participating on Friday, the college football show, and then back next Wednesday with the NFL show.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Awesome. Good time. That's why this sport cost us $800, and that cost $200. And I don't know what that cost. That'd be a shame to work. That's why I wear boots and shoes and roll my butt, and I get a limousine stuck out there a mile long. If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use. And they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers. I'm the best there is.